So I'd like to discuss today whether or not the Jews in Mitzrayim were really Jewish. And it begins with the Gemara on Maseches Krisus Daf Tesam and Aleph, which you have in front of you. So the Gemara says the following. Rebbe Omer, Kachem Kavosechem. Ma Vosechem lo nichnesu lebris, ela b'milo tzvila v'artzaas dam. Af heim lo yichnesu lebris, ela b'milo tzvila v'artzaas damen. Says Rabbi, based on the pasuk of Kachem Kavosechem, that just like Avosechem, just like our forefathers, when they became Jewish, they needed to enter into a bris with Mila, Tzvila, and Dam, which is part of the Karban, so too, says the Gemara, so too us, nowadays, if we'd like to enter into the covenant to become Jewish, we need Mila, Tzvila, and Karban. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Krisus Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara explains how you see the different parts of the Geirus, which happened, Mila, which happened by Mitzrayim, Tzvila, and Karban happened at Matan Torah. So the question becomes, prior to that moment, when they did Mila and Tzvila and Karban at Matan Torah, so what was the status of the Jewish people prior to that moment? So, there are three possibilities when analyzing this question. The first is to say that when Avram Avinu did Mila way back when Avram Avinu did Bris Mila many, many years before Matan Torah, so he became Jewish, and they were really Jewish up until then. Ever since Avram Avinu was known as the first Jew, Klal Yisrael has been completely Jewish. Alternatively, the other possibility is that, well, we know that Gemara says Geirus happened at Matan Torah, so up until Matan Torah we were absolutely Goyish. We were Bnei Noach, and we became Jewish at Torah, at Matan Torah. And the third possibility is that we were something in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. Somewhere between being Jewish and being not Jewish. That's what happened at Mitzrayim up until Matan Torah. So let's try to understand and see through the sources these different shitas. The second source on your Mar Makomos is a pasuk in Vayikra and Perach of Dalet pasuk Yud. Let's look at it together. Says the pasuk Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis Hu ben Ish Mitzri Besoch Bnei Yisrael. Vayinatsu b'machana ben ha-Yisraelis v'ish ha-Yisraeli. The parsha of the Megadev, that this man, this woman, this man who's the son of a Isha Yisraelis, of a Jewess, v'hu ben ish Mitzri. And he was also the son of an Egyptian. So he goes out, pesoch b'nei Yisrael, and he causes a whole fight and a whole ruckus. Says Rashi, pesoch b'nei Yisrael, in Mar Makomos number 3, Melamed Shenis Gaya. This teaches Besoch B'nei Yisrael that he was Megaya, that he became Jewish. That's what Rashi explains. Now what's the question on that? What's the question? The Melamed Shenis Gaya? His mother's Jewish. What do you mean Melamed Shenis Gaya? Of course we know he's Jewish. His mother's Jewish.
Before Sinai, the genealogy was traced to
Oh, excellent. You're mechavi to the Chizkuni. Excellent. The Chizkuni comments on this pasuk that this goes to teach you that prior to Matan Torah, the Jews followed the father, and therefore the father here is of Ish Mitzri. Since the father is a Mitzri, so he's a Mitzri. He's not Jewish. So in order to become Jewish, he had to go through Geirus. That's what Rashi means, Melamed Shenis Gaya. So the Ramban, that you have in front of you, disagrees. Says the Ramban in Mar Makom number 4, Vam Tsarfatim Omrin, and the Tsarfatim say, Kitama Geirus Nesha Yakodim Matan Torah. The reason for Geirus, because this tap took place before Matan Torah. Who are the Tsarfatim? So I did a little research. The Chizkuni, indeed, is from France. He lived in the 13th century, and my research took me to his Akdama, where he writes about his work, about what he was trying to do, and why he called it the Chizkuni. Says the Chizkuni is Akdama. I call this work the Chizkuni ki betzidkas avi hikter laloki al ivrim yad yamina. Because my father gave up his right arm for his religion. Chizkuni means strength. It was in honor of his father who gave up his right arm for his religion. We don't know exactly what happened. But he called it the Chizkuni. He lived in France. And the Rabban says that Tzarfatim say this. Says the Ramban, that the din was you'd go after the father based on the Gemara Yavamas, that Umos Ha'olam follow the father. But when he get older, he became a ger, and he did bris mila. Says the Ramban, ve'ein daiti kach. I don't agree with this. Ki me'ez sheba Avraham bevris ha'yisrael. From the time that the Jews and Avraham entered into the bris ben ha'psarim ha'yisrael, v'agoyim lo yischashavu. They did the bris mila, I'm sorry, they became Bnei Yisrael, v'agoyim lo yischashavu. They were no longer Goyish. Chmo sha'amar be'esav, v'dilma Yisrael mumar shayni. We know that Esav was called the Yisrael mumar. V'kavachomar adavar, im la'achar matan Torah, sha'akusi abba bas Avraham echai v'lavin. If after matan Torah, if a non-Jew has relations with a Jewess, which is a chayvei lavin ve'elava kiddushin, nevertheless he mikva tohora lu'umos lahachshiras vladalios kamoa, that she has the ability, even though there's such a wide break between, there's such a wide range between a guy and a Jew, she has the ability to make her child Jewish, lo'koshiken kodem haTorah, how much more so before matan Torah, shetema taheres vladalios kamoa, that she has the ability to make her child Jewish. L'chayv of Mila, k'zara shel Avraham, to mechayev her kid in Mila, like Zera Avraham, v'yiya mechlal b'nei Yisrael. And that the child will be included in b'nei Yisrael. That's what the Ramban writes. That she has the ability to make her child Jewish. This fellow, this person, this Megadev is a Jew. Says the Parashas Drachim, the machlokas between the Chizkuni and the Ramban is a fundamental machlokas. When did we become Jewish? According to the Chizkuni, we were Bnei Noach up until Matan Torah. And therefore we had the dinim of a non-Jew up until then. We followed the father. And the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban holds that we were Jewish already from the Bris. When Avraham Avinu did Bris Mila, we were then considered Jews. And we follow the mother. And therefore this fellow, this guy is Jew, is a Jew. It's a fundamental machlokas. When did the Jews become Jewish?
So Ramban is chulik with Rashi.
So the Ramban disagrees with that point. Correct. Yes. That point. Yes. He didn't require a full geres. Okay. There's a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos in Maror Malkum number 5. The Gemara says the following. Tana Rabbanan, ger shamal v'lo tava. A ger that did mila and didn't do tvila. Rabbi Eliezer omer hareze ger. Rabbi Eliezer says, this is a ger. Shechematzinu b'avoseinu shamalu v'lo tava. Because we know that our forefathers in Mitzrayim, they did mila, right? They didn't do tvila. And we know they did bris mila in Mitzrayim. We know in this parsha they did bris mila. We don't know they did tzvila. Says the Gemara, according to Eliezer, mila below tzvila is geres. Says Rashi, Mar Malkum number 6. Ba'avosteinu shamalu bimei Moshe kishayatsu mimitzrayim. The times of Moshe when they left Mitzrayim, viyatsu michlal b'nei Noach, L'kabal Torah, l'kabal Pnei Ashchina. And they left, and they were no longer part of Bnei Noach, l'kabal Torah, l'kabal Pnei Ashchina. What seems, according to Rashi, is a third position. Rashi seems to say, if you read it very carefully, that when were they B'nai Noach? Up until when? Up until when? Up until Milah B'Mitzrayim. Very good. Rabbi Dr. Strauch. Excellent. Up until Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not like Chaskuni. Not like the Ramban. A third approach, that they were B'nai Noach up until Milah B'Mitzrayim. Until this past week's parsha, when Klal Yisrael did Milah and Mitzrayim, we had the status of B'nai Noach, and then Yatzu Michlal B'nai Noach. A third approach. It's interesting, there's a question that the Oral Chaner asks in the Seches Yevamos. He wants to know, how is it possible that Avram Avinu, who kept Kol Torah Kula, we know the Gemara says that Avram Avinu kept Kol Torah Kula, even the Rabbanans, how did he marry Bas Para? After all, we know that a mitzvah is us, you're not allowed to marry a mistress. You can't marry an Egyptian woman. That's the question that the Oracle asked.
Before she would Mitzrayim.
Say again?
Before she would Mitzrayim, then you was permissible.
Ooh, that's a sharp answer. Very good. It's a sharp answer. It's very sharp. Very good. Excellent. Very good. I like that answer. Very nice. Okay, so one suggestion is that it was before she would Mitzrayim. The whole Yisra was because of Shiva Mitzrayim. Very sharp, it's very sharp. Okay. So, the answer that Aruch Lunara suggests, just has relates to our point, that the Gemara says that a ger is allowed to marry a mitzvah. Right? That's what the psule call. But a ger is allowed. So says Aruch Lunara, that since Avram Avinu was a ger, he was mutter to marry a mitzvah. So this really relates to our whole question. Did Avram Avinu really become a ger way back then? Okay. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out a very interesting thing. To understand this, I want to first ask a question. The questions look this. We learned the Gemara Maseches Krisos. Gemara says Maseches Krisos and Daftas that the source of gerus nowadays is from Matan Torah. Right, we saw that Gemara. Mila, Tzvila, and Karba. So the question now becomes, according to the Chizkuni, we were B'nai Noach up until Matan Torah, so I understand. Right? We were B'nai Noach. Throughout these parashios, we're going. I understand. We learn out that we're becoming Jewish, and how to become Jewish from what happened at Matan Torah. But according to the Ramban, according to the Ramban, that says that we were really Jewish all along, from the bris of Avraham Avinu, we were already Jewish. So what does it mean that we're becoming Gerim and that we learn how it Hilchos Gerus from what happened in Matan Torah? That's the question that bothers me. So Rav Soloveitchik, not addressing this question directly, had a fantastic suggestion. It very much relates to our discussion. Look inside on Mar Malkum number 7, Tosfos and Maseches Krisos, Daf Tetzel Mem Aleph, says Tosfos the following, Dichsiv Kimolum Koyu Kol Ha'am, Pirish Shemolu Atzman B'Yitziyasa Mimitzrayim. They did Milo when they left Mitzrayim. Ve'af Al Pisha Osan Shehoyu Nimolum B'Mei Avram, Lo Molu Osan B'Yitziyas Mitzrayim. Right, says Tosfos is asking the question that there are people who did Mila presumably before this week's parsha, before they did Mila and Mitzrayim to do the Korban Pesach. Right, presumably there were people who did Mila before.
So certainly
Shevet Levi. We're schooling Torah, right? In Torah, very good. So then, what Mila was happening, and where did they do the Mila L'Shem Geras? Says Tosfos, Mikol Makol Meikara Kishemalu Atzman. Malu likanes bebris hamakom viliyubadal mishar umos. Says Tosfos, Mikol Makol, nevertheless, when they did Mila, whatever they did it, they did so almanas likanes bebris hamakom viliyubadal mishar umos. So whenever they did their bris Mila, they had in mind to be nechnas in the bris hamakom and to be nivdal mishar umos. That's what Tosfos says. Set of Soloveitchik. What exactly are these two parts of the Kavana? The Kalas of Ris HaMakom, the Badal Mishar Umas. He suggested that there are two dinim in Geras. There are two aspects of Geras. Seder Salvation is one aspect of Geras, which means to be Bado Mishar Umos, which means to be Mekabel, to be part of Am Yisrael. And there's another aspect, to be Mekabel Torah Mitzvos, Bris HaMakom. And there are two aspects of Geras. One, again, to be Mekabel Torah Mitzvos. Mekabel Tired Mitzvos. The second is to be Mekabel, to be part of Klal Yisrael, to be part of Am Yisrael. And both are necessary. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explains in Tosafos. And that indeed we know is what Ruth says to her mother-in-law, Ameich Ami, Velokayach Elokai. Right? It's not just Elokayach Elokai, it's Ameich Ami. Right? There has to be a full Kabbalah, not just Torah Mitzvos, but also of Ami Chami, I'm part of your nation. Your nation is my nation. I'm part of Am Yisrael. Oh. With that in mind, he said that Avram Avinu, when he did Geras, so he only had one Kavana in mind. His Kavana, says Rav Soloveitchik, was he was Megayer Al Menas to be Nichnas in Am Yisrael. This is prior to Matan Torah. His Geras, Avraham Avinu's Geras, was one of Kabbalah, of Uma Yisraelis, of being part of the Jewish nation. What was that? Ah, so that's what the Ramban is saying. The Jewish nation started then. That's when it started. The Jews became Jewish when Avraham Avinu did Milah in Eretz Yisrael many years ago. That's when we became a nationality, a Jewish nation. When did we have Torah mitzvahs? So that we had much later. Instead of Soloveitchik, there was only one half of Geras that took place. And that's Pshat in the Ramban. According to that, we understand what was the need for Geras in Matan Torah. Okay, so then we understand that the Geras of Matan Torah had to fill in what was lacking. It was the Geras of Kabbalah Samitzvos, the other critical aspect of Geras, to be Mekabel Torah Mitzvot, which nowadays you couldn't have unless you had both. Question.
What do we say that Avram did Mitzvot and they had Pesach and they didn't have Mitzvot? They did? I mean, obviously there was no Matan Torah yet.
So good question. All right. So it's a good question. So he wasn't Mitzuva in Mitzvot. There was no real Chiyuv of Mitzvot. Question of how he knew what the Mitzvot were and how he knew what to do and why he did it, but it wasn't a chiyuv. It's a good question.
But this meal was still before Matan Torah.
This meal, which is this meal? You meaning the ones in this week's parsha?
Yeah.
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
It's still the Ibadah. It's still,
right.
It's still so, to separate from the tzri.
So you have to adopt what Tosa says, and the Ramban clarifies it more, is that it's, according to the Ramban, and Tosa more or less says it also, is that their meal they were doing was with the knowledge that they were going to get the Torah 50 days later,
or just to separate from the tree,
and it was part of, but it was part of their Geras process. I mean, it was, as Ramban says, it was actually part of the Geras process started earlier. Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Carbon Pesach, they were required.
Say again.
It was in order to eat carbon Pesach.
That's for sure. But the question is, if this is part of the Geras, which the Gemara in Krisis says it is, so what's going on? I mean, the Geras happened in Matan Torah. You have to say it was part of the process. And Ramban writes it very clear, and Tosa seems to say it here also.
Almost like you have three stages. You had Avraham Avinu established the concept of Mila, period, and perhaps, according to the Ramban, establishing the fact that once you were born from Avraham Avinu, you were forevermore
separated.
Jewish.
Okay, that's
right?
Good.
Then there was the concept of doing Mila in Mitzrayim to separate yourself at that point, since you were Memtah Shara Tumah from Umas Ha'olam. And stage number three was to be Mekabel the Torah,
okay,
and Mekabel the Mitzvah.
Very good, very good. Okay, I want to address what you just said. Very good, excellent, very good, excellent. Yes?
Is there some difference in the cutting in the Priya, different stages it came, or what's only in the midpoint?
Okay, so that's true. That's true. We maybe Mitzvah in Priya later. That's true. That's true. That's a good point. That's a good
they
point. So
did Mila, I mean, they had Mila before.
They had Mila before. Priya maybe was later. That's true also. That's true. So maybe they had to do Priya later. Okay, so also very good.
I mean, just a quick, not to disagree, but you have object at the Mila of Avraham Avinu. But Avraham Avinu is on a theistic needle, if you want to say. It's not Am Yisrael. It doesn't become Am Yisrael until Yaakov, in some sense. Right? Because the
Ramban is assuming
600 million or whatever, how many million Muslims are doing Mila today.
Right.
And you know, and they're monotheistic, but they're not Am Yisrael. Right.
But Kibi Yitzchaki Karel Chazara. So we know that's sort of that.
But you know, you'd have to say that there's some sort of difference.
I mean, why we need Priya, you're saying? Is that what you're trying to
say? No, I'm saying just in general. That you're saying it starts with Avram. It may start with Avram, but it's pared down over the next generation.
Okay. I hear your point. So we have to clarify how that works. Rav Shachter in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi recites a tshuva from Rav Gorin. Very interesting tshuva. Someone once came to Rav Gorin, and he said, you know, Rav, I'm enamored with Torah. It's very excited about Torah. It's a great religion. I love being Jewish. But I really like being an American. And I like, you know, celebrating July 4th. And I like my turkey. Okay, I'll fill in whatever other Super Bowl's coming up. I like watching the Super Bowl. I want to keep Torah mitzvahs. But I don't want to be a Jew. I want to be an American. That was the question of the man posed to Rav Gorin. I want to be an American. I don't want to be considered a Jew. I want to be an American. I love Torah. I want to keep all the mitzvot, but I want to be an American. Anyone know someone like that here? Okay.
We're all like this.
Are we all like this?
They should be off tape now. Are we all like that? Okay. So I hope that we identify with, you know, being a Jew. We should be proud as Jews. Rav Gorin said, "I'm sorry, no, sorry. We're not interested in having you. If you want to be a ger, part of being a ger is not just being the Kabbal Torah mitzvahs, but it's realizing that when you're Jewish, you're entering into a people." Into nationality. Jews are a people. Am Yisrael are a people. We're not from the Umos Ha'olam. And one without the other doesn't work. You can't become a ger, you can't become a convert and just accept Torah mitzvah. To become a convert, you have to also accept and realize you're entering into nationality. You're no longer American. I mean, you're born in America, so you're American, but you're a Jew. So when you fill out the you know, whatever form you're filling out, You're a Jew. That's what you are. And he wouldn't accept someone if they weren't willing to accept the fact that they're Jewish. Okay. I'd like to suggest a slightly different pshat in Tosos, Stiffen and Salvechik, to explain also our question. And this relates to the suggestion that we heard earlier. Just remind me your name again. Right. Mr. Levy. Okay, so it relates to Mr. Levy's suggestion. Perhaps Tosos is developing two different components to Gerus, not like Rav Salvechik, who explained that we're talking about Kabbalas HaMitzvos and Kabbalas Umas Yisraelis. Perhaps Tosos is suggesting that there are two different aspects. There's one aspect of Gerus which means that you're leaving the non-Jewish nation. You're no longer part of the non-Jewish nation. The second aspect is that you're entering into the Jewish people. There are two different parts of Gerus. There are two different stages. One, again, is to leave the nationality, to leave what nation you were part of, and the second is to join Klal Yisrael. Perhaps those are the two parts of the Tosfos, the Kanes of Bris HaMakom, to enter into the Bris HaMakom, to become Jewish, and Libado Mishar Umos, and also to deny and to sort of say you're no longer part of the Umos Ha'olam. According to Tosfos, these two things happened when they were doing Geras at Sinai. If you look at Rashi and Maseches Yevamos that we saw earlier, let's look at it carefully again. So Rashi, let's read it again in our Marmalko number 6. Rashi says, "Babosenu shamalu b'nei Moshe kishiyatzu b'mitzrayim v'yatzu mechlal b'nei Noach l'kabel otor l'kabel p'nei Hashchina." Perhaps Rashi is suggesting that when they did Milah and Mitzrayim, what happened? They were Yotzei Mechlal B'nei Noach. They left to the other nations. Did they become part of Am Yisrael? Perhaps you could suggest for Rashi, they only entered into Am Yisrael later on. So there are two stages of Geiros. One, again, to leave the Umos HaOlam. The second is to enter into Klal Yisrael. And perhaps in Rashi, those were two stages that happened at different times. The first happened, according to Rashi, when they did Milah Mitzrayim. And the second happened later. That's perhaps true, according to Rashi.
It's also something to do with when Geiros takes place today. There's still two stages. The first stage is they do the Milah Hashem Geiros, and they go to the Tefillah in the Mikvah. Just when we enter the Mikvah, they actually declare that they're completely throwing off all the Goyish guys.
Do you want to say it happened even nowadays? It happens in two stages.
When you do Geiros today, the Ger, when you just before you just enter the Mikvah, says declares that he completely abandons his righteous.
Very good. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Milah Hashem Geiros.
Very good. Okay, so certainly I could see that. Even nowadays, you could say that. Very good.
That's why there's an afternoon halacha maybe between the stage of Milah and the stage of Tefillah, because of this concept.
Which nafkamina are you referring to?
In terms of whether he's grieving for Shabbos.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a lot to talk about there. Very good. That's true. A lot to talk about that middle stage between Milah and Tefillah. Very good. Correct. Okay, so certainly in Rashi, you hear that. And in terms of a broader picture, even for the other Shitas in Rishonim, even for the Ramban, let's say. The Ramban who says that we were sort of Jewish. So what exactly does that mean? That we were Jewish? Okay, so we'll leave that Ramban for now. But the point is that perhaps you can sort of separate the two out. This idea is found in the Turei Aved, Maseches Chagiga. The Turei Aved comments on the Gemara and Maseches Chagiga and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The pasuk we recite, the Divei Amin Safu Am Elokei Avram. Says the Gemara, what does that mean, Elokei Avram? What happened to Elokei Yitzchak and Yaakov? So the Gemara answers, Ela Elokei Avram Shayatchilu Legerim. The Divei Amin is a reference to those who were no day themselves to become Jewish. The Divei Amin, they relate to Avram who was Tchilu Legerim. So on that Gemara, Turei Aved has a lengthy essay where he discusses this, and he points out there's a stew in different Gemaras. Some Gemaras seem to suggest that we were Jewish already from Avram Avinu. Like this Gemara. The Gemara about Yerusha. Gemara tries to figure out how Yerusha works by Goyim. Tries to point out that there is Yerusha by Goyim. After all, we see that Esav was Yerush Abraham. Was Yerush Yitzchak. The Gemara says, no, Esav is different because he's Yisrael Muma. So says the Turei Aved, you see that they had a status of a Jew, even before Matan Torah. He points to a different Gemara in Chulin that says about Gid HaNasha, right? So about when did Gid HaNasha start? And the Gemara says, it was even B'nai Noach. After all, you see they had Gid HaNasha way back by Yaakov. So it sounds like the Jews had a dinim of B'nai Noach. So what's going on? Are we B'nai Yisrael? Are we B'nai Noach? Says the Turei Aved, I understand. How do you put it together? Says the Turei Aved that he thinks that we were sort of in the middle, something in between. That we're a little bit of a cross. We're a little bit Jewish, a little bit Goyish. And he even uses this formulation. I'll just read you one line. He says, Mikol makom yeshlom ha'afagad v'chlal Yisrael lo ba'u. Mikol makom mechlal B'nai Noach yatsu mimei Avram. That we were Yotzei Mechlal B'nai Noach from Avram Avinu. When were we Nechnas? When did we become Klal Yisrael? That happened later. So says the Turei Aved. Turei Aved writes. Okay. The Ritva in Maseches Ksuvos asks a great question. Everyone knows the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos about Katan, a Ger Katan. How do you do Geris for a Ger Katan? Right? Matbil Nasal, that's based in a whole sugya back and forth. How do you do Geris for a Ger Katan? Says Ritva, I don't understand. There's no room for ambiguity. We know that it's simple. We know that there's Geris for a Ger Katan. After all, we know that the Gemara says increases. We just learned it. They did Geris at Sinai. You're going to tell me there were no Katanim at Sinai? Well, there were no Katanim at Sinai. And yet they did Geris. So it couldn't work. They were not really Gerim. You hear the question? It's a good question, no? So what's the answer?
What
was that?
If we're Megayer, a Ger Katan.
Okay, so Satosa says maybe it's Drabanan.
Before 13, you bring him into a Bezdin, you ask him, is he coming again? Is there
it's another whole Shiloh, how that. So what did they do back then?
Maybe they do the same.
They waited until 13.
Maybe.
Well, you don't have to take him to the next again. You don't have to take him to Bezdin. You just have to know that he's good.
Three people. You ask him in front of three people.
Don't have to do that.
Fine, but is that what they did? So all the Ktanim.
I know the Samuel, but it's not necessary.
So all the Ktanim they took, they waited until 13 in the desert to Moshe and Aaron and.
No,
that's
what I'm saying. They could have done Mila at Sinai.
Yeah, I know, and then you said about Miss later, right. Okay, so did that happen?
I don't know.
Maybe, okay, so Miss Levy's suggesting it happened. Okay, I hear that.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The Gaira nation, the whole nation, not a Ger Katan. It's a Gaira on everybody, on the parents and everybody.
Right, that's true. Okay, good. So Salvechik had that approach. Very good. Salvechik adapted an approach, I'm not sure we got to. That the geiris of a klal is different than the geiris of a klal. You have different rayas.
Am Yisrael becomes now.
Yeah, okay, good. I hear. It's a good pshat. It's a good pshat. So the Ritva gives an answer. The Ritva says the following. The Ritva says, the Zera Avram kvar nitzavu al hamila. The ein ze ela gmar geiris. Says the Ritva, this is Gemar Geras. For Gemar Geras, it's no problem. To just finish off the process of Geras, it's no problem even by Ketana. Our Gemar and Ksuvis is trying to figure out how do you have a case of Ger Katan when you take from nothing, from a non-Jew, complete non-Jew, and you want to make him a Jew? That's the question. But a fellow... We already had mitzvahs gerus. We're already partly Jewish from Avraham Avinu, so that to finish off is not a big deal. So it just brings out this point that we're trying to develop that prior to Matan Torah we were in the mitzvahs. There was a mitzvahs gerus. Matan Torah was only a completion of the gerus. It wasn't a complete gerus. It was a completion of a partial gerus that took place many years before. Okay. There's a fascinating machlokas amongst the Achronim. Whether or not at Matan Torah there was a concept of Gershon Isgayar Kikotan Shinoladam. At Matan Torah, when we did Gerus, as the Gemara in Krisus explains, do we consider that this concept of Gersh in the sky or Kekot and Chanolodami, that you sort of start again and you lose all your relationships, happened at Sinai? Did that happen? So the Maral in Parshas Vayigash assumes that indeed that it didn't occur, that there was no such din of Gersh in the sky or Kekot and Chanolod, and he has a very, very clear riot. Look at that in Maramakum number 8. Says the Maral, the Pasuk writes, Vayishma Moshe Sa'am Bochum Mishpachosav Ish Pasach Ahala Vayicharaf Hashem Me'ol V'enei Moshe Ra. Right, so says the Pasuk that in Bamidbar that they were crying Mishpachosav and it was very bad. So turn to page number 3 and Rashi explains in bold. Rabboseinu amru l'mishpachosav al iske mishpachos al orayos hane'asaros lahem. What were they crying about? Al orayos Hana Esaros Lahem. They're crying about the new arayos that were given to them at Sinai. They couldn't take it. They were crying. They were complaining. They had enough. Says Rambam, I don't understand. If you hold Gerish this guy, Kun Shanola Dami, what arayos did they have?
No one's related.
No one's related to anyone. What do you mean arayos? What are they crying about? They should be ecstatic. They have less arayos than they would have had as they had before. Because Goyim have different standards. Now they have even less. They have no one. They're not related to anyone. Says the Maharal, Mikan Lomdim, from here you know that there was no din of Gersh in the sky if you caught in Chanolad at Sina. Okay?
This fits with Rav Salvechik's sheet that a Geras of a Klal of a nation.
Beautiful. Is beautiful. Rav Salvechik said the same riot. Excellent. Rav Salvechik made that same point that he thought, no, this is a different type of Geras. Excellent. So, there are other riots to this point. The Shev Shmaitza in his Akdama, in a very beautiful Akdama, the Shev Shmaitza points to Gemara Mesech Sivamas Daf Samachal from the days that talks about the Chi of a Pru Revu. So, Machlokas Peshan Besilah, everyone knows. You have to have one son and one daughter. Do you have to have two sons? Machlokas. So, what are the different riots? So, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. My raya says, Vishama, that you have to have two sons. It's from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu he fulfilled the mitzvah. Says, Vishama, that's how you know to fulfill Puru Ravu. You have to have two sons. Says the Sheshmaitz, I don't understand. How could you bring anything from Moshe Rabbeinu? After all, Gershon's guy, Kun Shinola, they're no longer related. No one's Mekai and Puru Ravu. There are no longer any relationships. Says the Shev Shmaitza that you see that the concept of Gerish and Skari did not apply to Gerish and Matan Torah. The Meshech Chachma disagrees vehemently with the Mara. The Meshech Chachma in Dvarim and Perakai, he says for sure, there had to have been. Otherwise, things don't make sense. Because the Torah says, Shuvu Lachem La'alecha. And everyone knows, Chazal say, Shuvu lochem aleichem means go back and resume relations with your wife. What do you mean? There were people who were married to halachically unacceptable wives. Right? There were people prior to Matan Torah that were married to women that according to the Torah they couldn't be married to. So what do you mean shuvu lochem aleichem?
Could be for everybody else, for the people who are not who don't have this problem. Not everybody was married to an erva. I mean, it's
okay. So that's true. Say again. So one second. Says the Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma that al karchacha, this is the source. He says in very strong terms. He quotes the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, "All my life, I never understood where is the source for Gersh and Iskar cut and Shanola." You see, countless Gemaras bring up Gersh and Iskar. Give me a pasuk. Show me a source in the Torah. Gersh. What it's a svara. Says the Meshech Chachma, you know what the source is? This. Shuvu lachem aleichem. How could the Torah say, go back and stay married to your wives? It must be, this is the source. This source says that Gerish and his guy could cut and shenola.
There's no question you have to have shuvu lachem aleichem because davar shenaser minyan tzarich minyan acher latira. So you have to tell him shuvu lachem aleichem anyway because it said that the gemara that was a different rabbi from the gemara.
But included in this is also a heter.
Maybe
okay. So the Meshech Chachma, you can take it up with the Meshech Chachma. That's what he claims. Okay, I hear your point. Yes.
Where do we know that they were married to a rabbi?
The gemara says it's even in the Torah. You read some stuff in the Torah.
Amram and Yochaveh.
Exactly. There are a few. They're right. Exactly. So.
I think there's a larger question here.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the case. That's how we learn it. And the whole concept of the Yud Beis Shvatim is nullified.
Oh,
it doesn't exist. There's no Yud Beis Shvatim. because it's Yekka Katan.
You see, nowadays, we're part of B'nai Yehuda to be considered part of.
I'm not Yehuda. No, there's
no Yehuda Shvatim at all.
It's a good question.
Very good question.
It's a good question,
Mr. Levy. Maybe it may go back and get married all over again.
Now, Mr. Levy's saying, though, we're no longer part of the tribe of Yehuda because.
Gershon's guy cut Shnolad. The Yachas of Yichas has been lost.
There's no Yichas to Yehuda anymore.
Any trouble?
It's everybody's B'nai Avram. No, everybody's. What did we say? Ger is Avram on Goyim. So it means that everybody who's Gersh is Ger is now considered just Ben Avram.
Do we reestablish?
It's a really good, interesting question. Well, as you say, it was. See, to say that we were reestablished is not that hard. You can, because we know that in Mitzrayim, we know that in the Midbar they were Koveya based on the Golem of Shatim. But still, it's not.
Based on the family background.
Right, that's what you. Right. It's a really interesting question.
No slavkud, sure. You have all this stuff. No slavkud would be obviated.
I mean, the whole story would.
I mean, the whole Yerusha. I mean, the whole.
All the Yerushas would go away because it said it was Yerusha al pi Yotzei Mitzrayim.
Right.
Another proof that the Atlantis.
Yeah. So obviously, according to Maral, another vendor of salvation, that it doesn't apply. But I'm just. But according to Meshech Chachma, you're asking.
I mean, the Meshech Chachma seems to be difficult in many different ways here. Plus the raya is not mukhra. Plus the raya is not mukhrachas because shuv lechem lo lechem. First of all, there's another reason for saying it, and second of all, not everybody was married to an erva. Whatever, everybody was married. We have Amram Yechaveh, and actually, I can't. There's a mention that Amram Yechaveh actually.
Let's hear so in the back. Yes.
You bring out the Meshech Chachma. So the Meshech Chachma perceived at one particular point Berlin as the new Jerusalem. So therefore, Hitler Yamach Shemoy would oppose Hitler Yamach Shemoy, and to make it common, a Jew cannot undo his Judaism. A Jew is a Jew 24/7. Essentially speaking, assimilation began in Germany, leads to anti-Semitism. And can learn from this that the only the Jews in the Torah, and in a matter, it's not what we say, it's what they said about us. A Jew right. Sharpens his sickle within the Torah, sees the world through the lens of the Torah, and hears the world through the sounds of the Torah. A Jew cannot undo his Judaism. So therefore, the Jew went into the oven with the Sefer Torah, as well as with the Czechoslovakia nation, or whatever anthem. And that's where we are. We're in the Torah whether we like it or want it or not. But the Pirkei Avos,
300%.
The Pirkei Avos we see from Rav Eliezer Hamadya, it's the Brit, the third pair, it's the Mishnah, Tetzvot, we learned that if you profane the Bris Milah, the third, because you mentioned, you know, the Gemara, this is the 13th thing we find this, you know, because you met this is Vayesha, you find it all over the Gemara. This provides the entirety of the eschatological circumstance, the Buff's perception. So we learn a dentist Dr. Glick undergoing a complex procedure will follow the basic anatomy sometimes. The simple could be the most complex. So therefore, we learn from the Kedis Yitzchak that the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't give us anything we can't handle. Also, we have to get.
Okay. But we'll speak afterwards. I want to hear more. It sounds interesting.
There's also Medrash against the Medrash Chachma directly, because the Medrash says that Avram divorced his wife twice.
Okay, well, let's finish up. Well, sounds like a lot of very important questions. Let's try to finish up. Okay, it's a very interesting Gemara. Look back at Mar Makomos on page 3. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Kufal from the Beis and Zvachim, Miriam Mihaskira. So we know that Miriam had Tzaras, and we know a part of the rules of Tzaras is you need a coin to declare and to be declare a Tzaras and to be masker and to be machlit. Part of the stages of Tzaras. So who did that for Miriam? So the Gemara says, Im Tomar Moshe Skira, Moshe Zaru. You're going to say Moshe did it. Moshe's a Zar. He's not a Kohen. Im Zaru as an Agar. Im Tomar Aharon is Skira. You're going to say Aaron did it. Aaron Karavu. Vin Karavu as an Agar. You're going to say Aaron did it. Aaron's disqualified because he's a Karav. So what's the question that the Marsha asks?
Gershnol
Kachi. One second. What's the question? Before you get to that, what's the question that the Marsha asked? I'm just on the development of the Gemara. Moshe's also a Karev. What do you mean? Oh, you have to come up. Moshe Zari, he's a Karev. Right? I mean, Moshe and Aaron brothers, all the brothers and sisters. So there's an unbelievable Torah from Rav Shimshon of Astropoli. And he suggests, based on the Maharal, the following. It's a wild idea. He says the following. He says that if you look at the Maharal, you know, I got so caught up in this. Just give me 1 second to get there. Okay. So 1 second. So we were so excited about this point. Let me just tie it together before we get to this. Why am I bringing out this machlokas between the Maharal and the Meshul Chacham here? Why did I even bring it up? I got sidetracked. So many good questions. Why did I bring this up? So I brought it up because perhaps the machlokas between the Maharal and the Meshul Chacham is really rooted in our whole discussion. Whether or not Gershon Iskariot Katan Shenol Adami should apply at Mount Torah, L'chora should depend upon what was the status of the Jews up until then. Meaning, if you hold, like the Chizkuni, that we were B'nai Noach, and that at Sinai we underwent a tremendous transformation of being non-Jewish to becoming Jewish, so I understand Gershon Iskariot Katan Shenol. But if you're going to tell me, like the Ramban, that basically we were Jewish. We were part of the Bnei Yisrael. So what happened at Sinai? Whatever, not much. Not much. 613 mitzvos, but you were already Jewish. So the chor, that machlokas, the maharal, and the meshul chachma should depend on this discussion, whether or not we were Jewish before Mount Torah. So when I first saw the maharal, I saw it was a mar makom. I didn't really have the maharal with me. So I thought this made a lot of sense, and I thought it linked to another Maharal. Because the Maharal says that how could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? So what does the Maharal say? The Maharal says, because Gershon Iskariot Katan Shenola. So that's perfect, right? The Maharal is Shitaso. The Maharal holds that there was no Gershon Iskariot at Sinai, because we were already Jewish. When did we become Jewish? That happened on Avraham Avinu. That happened when they did Mila, when they all underwent their own Gerus. So when Yaakov married two wives and they became Gerim, right? Rachel and Leah, when they became Jewish, so we said Gershon Iskariot then, because that's when they entered into the Jewish nation, which existed. So the Maharal, I thought it was beautiful, the Maharal is Shitaso in how Gershon Iskariot works. However, when I saw the Maharal inside, it's not exactly how he explains it. The Maharal says, why is it that there's no Gershon Iskariot at Sinai, says the Maharal? Because anything which is done against your will, if it's Kofel Emhark and Gigas, you can't say Gershon Iskariot. That's how the Maharal explains it. Okay, you have to think about why that is. But the Maharal assumes that if it's against your will, then you don't say Gershon Iskariot Katan Shenola.
Oh. If you really wanted to.
It's a good question. The Medrash is a different, right? We know that we said Nasa Nishma. It's a good question. Listen to this Vart from Rav Shimshon of Astropoli. Says Rav Shimshon of Astropoli, who was Kafalei Markagigas? So, Chor Am Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael. There was one exception. Moshe was on top of the mountain. I'm not sure what happened when they turned over the mountain. He probably, how he survived that, but he was on top. Says Rav Shimshon HaSepoli that according to the Maharal, Kafa Aleim Har Kigigas did not apply to all of Am Yisrael, but to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Mekabel Torah Ba'ava, there was no Kfi at all. Gershon Iskariot. Katan Shenola. That's John the Gemara. That's why the Gemara, when it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't say Koro. He wasn't related to Miriam. There was no relationship. There was no Yachas. Only by Aaron, who was not on top of the mountain, There we say Gersh is Kaya Kakatan Shanolad. Unbelievable pshat. Unbelievable pshat. I see we're starting to run out of time. There's still a lot more to discuss. We'll just focus on one more thing. So when exactly at Sinai did they do the tefillah? What was that done? Talk about tefillah. When did the tefillah happen? So machlokas, the major machlokas, when the tefillah and Kabbalah Satorah and Asav Nishma, that whole parsha, when did that happen? It's major machlokas. We've shown him. Rashi says it happened prior to Matan Torah. It happened before. It happened like Dalid Siva. The Ramban quotes Bechilta, and the Ramban probably sounds like he holds that it happened, ironically, after. It's very strange. So what happened at Sinai? According to Rashi, the essential parts of Geras happened before. According to the Ramban, the essential parts of Geras happened after. What happened at Sinai? I want to share with you an unbelievable idea from the Tzafnas Paneach. Tzafnas Paneach asks the great question on the Mishnah, Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, "Minayin lepalata shechazera biyom hashlishi tumea." How do you know that palata shechazera, that a woman who sees semen for 3 days, so the halacha is that she's tumea shenemar heyunichonu l'shloshes yamin? That's the Mishnah. That for 3 days the men at Sinai had to stay away from their wives, so that men and women would be tahar, and that they would be able to be at Sinai. That's what the Mishnah says in Maseches Shabbos, Naf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Tzafnas Paneach, I understand. Before Matan Torah, we were not Jewish. And we know that Shechazara is only Metameh by Jews, not by non-Jews. So I don't understand, says the Tzafnas Paneach, what are we worried about? What Tumah are we worried about? That's his question. And his answer is the following. Says the Tzafnas Paneach, that when the Jews did Geras at Sinai, some of the acts of Geras happened at Sinai on Vav Zayin Sivan. However, it would be Chal L'Mafreya earlier. Whatever it was, maybe from the Shas Tevila, that the Geras would be Chal L'Mafreya from an earlier point. That's what he says. And therefore, if indeed they would be with their wives, l'mafreya they would have been Jewish, and then l'mafreya the wives would be tzmeya, and they wouldn't be able to be at Sinai or l'mafreya. That's the problem. Fascinating suggestion. Either way, for us, perhaps you can suggest that according to the other Rishonim as well, as we said, the Ramban holds that they did Mila l'shem Geras in Mitzrayim, right? But Kabbalah Torah and Geras happened at Sinai. Perhaps there's a long L'mafreya going on. There are a lot of other nuances in this sugya. I apologize, I think we're out of time, but I want to thank you for, first of all, your very lively participation. Interested in hearing more questions after. And thank you for listening, thank you for coming. Enjoy the rest of your program.